Robin Hobb, the realm of the Elderlings. It all starts with the Farseer trilogy, which so far I've refused to read because I read the second trilogy, The Liveship Traders, and didn't like it. You know, but Zach perhaps will change my mind today because he has read Farseer and he has thoughts.
It's going to change my mind. You can read either one first. I haven't read the next one yet, but I think you did it in the wrong order, probably.
I think I probably did. So I'm interested to hear what you say. Maybe I need to give Farseer a shot. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. I'm Jim, the father, and that's...
Zach, the son.
Hey, and we're here with a book blast episode today on a trilogy, the Farseer trilogy by Robin Hobb. I haven't read it, but Zach recently did. So he's going to share his spoiler light reactions with us. He's not going to give away all the plot points, but he's going to give us an idea of the feel of the story, what we might like about it, and, you know, his general ideas. Now, that's assuming he liked it. He might have hated it. We're going to find out. We haven't talked about it yet. Zach, take it away.
Couple of quick disclaimers. One, this is about the Farseer trilogy. Yes, that takes place in the larger realm of the Elderlings whole thing, which is a collection of multiple series to make one big series. We're just talking the Farseer trilogy here. That's all I've read so far.
Yes.
Second disclaimer, I still have a chapter left, so I haven't actually finished it yet.
He totally cannot ruin the ending for us.
I was that all set to be ready for it, and then my dog peed inside.
Wow, I'm trying to figure out if that's too much information or not.
I've got most of it, enough to talk about this series.
I just got to jump in again. Audiobook, Zach. If you were listening on audio, you could clean up pee at the same time.
I am listening on audiobooks.
You can't clean up while listening?
It was less the cleaning up and more the having to pause it because I'm hearing... Is that my dog? My dog's peeing! And then having to deal with it from there.
Okay. Enough on the tangent. Please, proceed.
I've enjoyed this trilogy, but I also have my problems with it.
Ah.
And we're going to get into some of
tell me more.
Of I've heard that some people have a hard time first getting into this trilogy because it starts in the perspective of a like very young kid. I think that's unfounded. I don't see it, partially because... We're hearing that story, but we're not really from the perspective of the young kid. I think that's an excuse that people use to say they didn't connect to it. I think more likely there were some of the other issues that come up, and those really were sticklers for them, and they just gravitated towards, well, I just didn't connect to the character. It must have been because they were a kid. I think it's valid to say that, but I don't think that's probably the reason. Maybe that's just because I'm still view myself as a kid sometimes. I don't know. It's an interesting series. It definitely has an interesting plot, unique premises. Are you confused about whether that's a proper plural?
Right.
I think it is. It sounds right.
I think they know what you mean.
Multiple magic systems that are related to each other, but also very different and viewed differently by the world. A bit of mystery about both the magic systems and other things in this world and what's actually going on as we're navigating this whole plot, court life, a number of things that are interesting and ultimately following Fitzchivalry Farseer, the titular character of this trilogy and multiple within the realm of the Elderlings.
Okay.
Now a couple problems. Biggest problem. It feels like Robin Hobb treats the readers like they have a really, really short memory or is trying to fill page space. It's not all the time. And usually it's to be like reminding because it's going to be important in this coming chapter. It's going to come up again. But the amount of times that like one scene or one interaction or the previous book gets explained again in another chapter without too much new information or anything is just reiterating it again. Like, there's the last half of the second book has to get explained at least 7 more times in the third book.
See, you're giving me concerns here, because this is part of the problem I had with the Live Ship Trader trilogy. Just Robin Hobb's writing style. That's what I struggled with. Not necessarily the story, the writing style. So you're telling me the same issues are here.
Now, yeah. The interesting thing is that when you get through what feels like, yeah, that was mostly filler, then we move into, oh, yeah, this is interesting. And when Robin Hobb is describing the events as they come, more or less, they're well written, it's interesting, it's good. But there's almost a sense of, like, a number of this feels like it is written by someone much later looking back on it. And that's not a hidden premise. It is there from the beginning. Okay. There's talk about, like, when I think back to my memory of this, so it's a known thing. And it almost suffers from a similar problem that Night Angel Nemesis did for a lot of people, in that the recollection gets too bugged down into the character whining about their circumstances again and again and again. And it's valid. The circumstances suck.
Okay.
But I don't need to hear it 17 times to understand it. My grain of salt with this is that by the time you get to the end of the third book, you do feel like that character is very fleshed out. You feel connected with and have a good grasp of who these characters are and what they mean, even though it's more than just who they are as a person or who they are as their position, but the complicated juxtaposition and dialectic that exists between that is something that can't really be described well simply, but because of all this time that you spent there and all this almost bloated pages you got through, you now have a better understanding and appreciation for the characters. So, like, there's value to it. It's still frustrating when I'm like, I just read this book. I remember what happened. I don't need you to tell me again.
Sometimes authors do make that choice, though, because of the fact that they're writing for the people who are buying it when it came out.
Yeah.
And so they're assuming you may not remember some of the things that I'm going to need you to remember with clarity in order to appreciate this story. But yeah, it gets
there are valid reasons and choices. Personally, I sit more in the camp of wanting an author to have planted those seeds and those foreshadowing and have me have to remember those things that they did previously for the payoffs later, as opposed to right before the payoff going, hey, remember this thing? Here's the payoff.
There are some authors that are so far the other direction that basically you have to reread their book. You won't fully appreciate it until the reread. Robin Hobb is perhaps afraid nobody will value it enough to want to reread.
And yet I know there are people who have reread these plenty, who love these, who get so immersed. And I think you do spend time with these characters and you grow to appreciate and love them.
So tell us a little more about what it is you truly appreciate and love.
One, I love a flawed character.
Okay.
And man, all these characters have their issues. Both in that they have issues in not being capable of certain things, but also the way they view the world, the way that they problem solve, often just has things missing. You can see where it's like, if you just viewed it this way, it would be so much better, but they're stuck in this other thing. There's also characters who's like, yeah, this is the bad guy, but they're not really a bad guy. They have a view of the world that makes things feel like a personal attack and are therefore getting in the way of other characters who are trying to do other things that are theoretically good.
I'm not bad. I'm just misunderstood.
And as whack as that sounds, it's true. There are characters in the series that aren't actually bad, even though they do detestable evil things. They just have weird motivations.
Everyone's good from a certain point of view.
They view themselves as the cheated heroes.
They're always the hero of your own story.
There also is more that is set up in this trilogy that I can tell is going to go further places. And so that is interesting and exciting to see, hey, yes, this is connected, but it's not just a story that then is also another story gets told in the same world, but rather this trilogy, which is a self-contained story, does have seeds planted that will grow to more.
Will I like it?
I think if you spend the time actually going into it and getting through it, you will enjoy it.
That's a weighted statement.
I encourage you, when eventually you try this, to do it as an audiobook.
Okay.
Rather than something you sit down and physically read. Because I think it'll be easier, this sounds awful, to tune out a little bit in some of the writing style choices that don't agree with you.
All right.
Not entirely, but it doesn't require your full focus in the same way sometimes. And I think you would get bothered by some of the writing style choices. I understand where you come from. I think there's enough value in the series, though, that it is worth your read. Okay. I'd guesstimate this should sit somewhere around 500 in your TBR.
Yeah, currently, it's not on my TBR at all.
I think
I have not put any of the Realm of the Elderling on because I got so many other things to read, and I tried one trilogy and didn't care for it. But you think it should get in there somewhere?
I think the Farseer trilogy should be in your TBR,
okay,
but pretty high up. It's not something you're getting to this year.
So you mean pretty far down. High up for me is high.
Pretty far down, then.
Be read. Okay.
A large number.
Yeah, but not necessarily 1,400. You're saying somewhere in the middle.
Is your TBR 1,400 books long?
At the moment, it maxes out at only 1,390.
There's that many books?
There's a lot of good books in the world, son. Yes. It really is bad when I add a new series to the list that has like 35 books. It's, you know, that happens.
A lot of books.
It's a thing. All right. Any last shout out on this to the listeners? There are people who love this series watching right now going.
There are some really good boys in, like, really good boys.
Oh, good boy.
In this trilogy. And for that alone, I'm in it for the long haul. I will read the rest of the Realm of the Elderlings. I'm sold enough that I'm like, it's worth it.
There's commitment.
It's probably something that I will read. Like, I finished this trilogy. I'm not going into the next set immediately, but I'll read some other things and I'll get back to it.
Yeah. And you will probably find the Live Ship Traders trilogy just fine. And I maybe misjudge it. I maybe should give it another try sometime. But we'll see. I'll tell you, if I do read the Farseer trilogy and like it, then I will probably read the Live Ship Traders trilogy again with a different context and maybe enjoy it more.
Fair enough.
All right. That's what we'll leave you then. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this, hit the like button, please. And we'd love to have you subscribe to hear more and more of our nonsense. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.